Today Shiz Masechta Sukkah Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Tav Tezvav Amud Aleph at the Mishnah Tikra. As we have been learning in our Shiurim, two different disqualifications about Sukkahs we've been studying over the last couple Shiurim. One is the disqualification of Tassav Lemon Osui, that a Sukkah, the Schach, has to be made for covering the Sukkah, not that you find the sukkah ready with tzchach on it, and that makes it into a kosher sukkah. And the other halacha we've learned is gzeiros tikra, as we discussed in our previous year. Chazal said, machloikis, under what circumstances, but under typical circumstances, Rameyah certainly says that if you have boards that were used to make the tzchach, that are the same type of boards that are used to make a roof on a home, Gzeiros Oitzer, Chazal were concerned that you may think that you could use such boards to make a sukkah, and therefore the halacha is it may not be used as a sukkah. Says the Gemishna, Tikra Shena Lamaziva, if you have a roof of a structure that has on it these boards, that doesn't have on it cement, Maziva, cement that would connect the boards. And the reason some Rishonim explain that the Mishnah focuses that it doesn't have any cement, because of cement, of course, may not be used for schach. It's not gidulei menorets, and therefore nothing could make that schach into a kosher sukkah. And therefore the Mishnah is focused on the halacha tikkur she'ein ala maziva, that there is no maziva. However, there are achroinim that say just the opposite. We're going to learn that when you have a roof that was made out of these boards, and now you want to make that structure with those boards into kosher sukkah, and the Mishnah, as we're about to learn, is going to give us a number of options on how to make that sukkah into a kosher sukkah. So what the Mishnah is teaching us here is that if it doesn't have cement, so we're going to learn the various options how to make it usable. But if you have cement, that our achroinim suggest, to just take off the cement. And by taking off the cement, that will make it a kosher tzchuk. So there are different opinions in the achroinim. The Maralbach said that if there was cement on it, that made this structure as if it has a permanent roof. And once it has a permanent roof, pickbook that the Gemara is going to Mishnah is going to speak about in a moment, can no longer make this sukkah into a kosher sukkah. Because since it had a proper roof, nothing can make it into a proper sukkah. The Magen Avraham says the opposite. He says that taking off the maziva, taking off the cement, is the best way of making the sukkah into a kosher sukkah. And therefore, the Mishnah specifically spoke about she'ein ala maziva. And since ein ala maziva, we have to come up with other methods of how to make the sukkah kosher. But if it has maziva, the easiest thing to do is just take off the cement, and that will make it into a kosher sukkah. So again, says the Mishnah, tikkur she'ein ala maziva, a roof that's made out of these boards that doesn't have cement. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokes Beisham and Beisilil, what to do. Beisham Rabbi Mefakpeg, take off the nails to which the boards are attached to the roof, and by taking them off and putting them back on as to be used as a sukkah, that's good enough. And there's a machloikus hapoiskim, rishonim, and achroinim. What does that mean? According to Rambam, you have to do two things. A, you have to take off the nails, take out the nails with which these boards are attached to the roof, and then you have to pick up the boards. According to the Rosh, taking out the nails alone is adequate. There are those, the Bach wants to say that there's no machloikus Rambam and Rosh here, but both of them agree that doing either removing the nails and or picking up the boards, either one is enough. So according to Beisham, you have to do two. One is you have to take off the boards, And number two, you have to take out the boards, that the boards are not kosher schach, as we have been discussing. And therefore, you have to create a situation where you're going to have kosher schach, as we discussed in our previous year, between the non-kosher schach. And Basil's opinion is mefakbeg, either pick up, take up the boards, or not lachsman the time. Either one of these approaches would be enough. And the question is, why, asked the Sfasemis, that according to Basil, if you're going to do mefakbeg, you're going to have to take all of them up. And if you're going to do not lachsman the time, you're going to just have to do, put in kosher schach between the non-kosher schach. So the Miri actually suggests that by mefakbeg, according to Beis Hillel, you won't have to do both. And you don't have to pick up all of the boards. And you could pick up one board in between, you could pick up one board and put kosher schach. And as long as you have the proper sequence of kosher schach in between non-kosher schach, it's enough. Ramei Oimer, Neutel Echman time. Ramei's opinion is that there's only one approach how to make the sukkah into a good sukkah. And that's by picking up boards in between. Venema fakvek. Fakvek is not a good approach how to deal with this sukkah. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Beis Hillel, if we understand the opinion of Beis Hillel and our Gemara, if we try to understand the opinion of Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, Tamayu, what's the reason for Beis Hillel's opinion? Mishum, the Torah says, as we mentioned at the beginning of our shiur today, the Torah says, Chagas Sukkos Tas Loch, and from here we learn, Tasa V'loy Mina Osui, and therefore, even if, so when you have this house with this roof on it, you already have a house with proper roof that wasn't made L'Shem Tzeil, that wasn't made L'Shem Sukkah, which you need to correct, and the way you correct it is we're doing Mefakbek, Avedai Maisa, which is a way of correcting the schach, Inoitel Achsman Matayim, or to make this situation, we have kosher schach and non kosher schach next to each other. And in both cases, you've solved your problem. Have asked the Gemara, El Beishamai, my Tamayu. How do we understand Beishamai's opinion in our Mishnah? If Beishamai's opinion is based on the halacha of Tasa V'loi Menasui, so B'chadasagi, he ought to agree with the opinion of Beis Hillel, that you have to undo the problem of Tasa V'loi Menasui. V'imishum Gezeres Tikra, if on the other hand, that the problem here is that if you're going to have such boards as the schach of your roof, but Noitel Achsman at time, Sagi, the way you solve that is by not only having those boards on your schach. So the question is, why does the Mishnah say that according to Beis Shammai, you have to do both? We should just have to do Noitel Achs Menetayim. And in fact, I saw that the Chalkas Yoyev explains, but doesn't Beis Shammai also say, as we learned on Daf Tes earlier in our Masechta, that you have to make the Sukkah Lishma? So how was that corrected? So he says that the definition of Lishma that we use when it comes to building a sukkah is a much weaker definition than we have in other halachas. And therefore, he says, in our case, as long as you did something which makes the sukkah into a kosher sukkah, that will be enough, that will make it into a good sukkah. So here too, what is Beis Shammai require that we do both? Answers the Gemara. Loilam Mishum Gzeres Tikra. Beis Shammai's consideration is because of Gzeres Tikra. Vach Kamer. And this is the way to understand the Mishnah. After Pishim Mefakbeg, even though, says Beis Shammai, you've done Mefakbeg, that still won't solve your problem. Af Neutel Achsman a time in, so you have to pick up and have this rotation of kosher sukkah with not kosher schach or not kosher schach. If not, that won't help because you also have to worry about gzeres tikra. In other words, what the Mishnah is saying, according to this interpretation, is that mefakbek won't do the trick alone. What do you have to have? You have to have noichel achs minatayim. Once you have noichel achs minatayim, obviously you don't have to have mefakbek, because noichel achs minatayim solves all the issues. Ihachi, if that's the way we're learning the Mishnah, asked the Gemara, Eima Sefer, let's learn the conclusion of our Mishnah. The conclusion of our Mishnah said, Remei oima noichel achs minatayim, avlo yifakbek. But the way we're learning now, Rebbeya Hen Beis Shammai, that Rebbeya is following the opinion of Beis Shammai. And the question is a double question. So what's Rebbeya saying that we haven't already learned in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai already said? One question. And the second question is, how is it seem that Rebbeya is passing like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel? Says the Gemara, what Rebbeya means to say is that this is actually not the subject of a machloikus, and therefore, since it's not the subject of a machloikus, there's no rules. Rebbeya says everybody would agree with the way Beis Shammai said we have to do it. Ask the Gemara. So why does Rebbeya say that statement that we have to follow what Beis Shammai said? My kamashmon, the Rebbeya is like Gzeiros Tikra, because Rebbeya is concerned for Gzeiros Tikra. And Rabbi Yehuda, less like Gzeiros Tikra, asked the Gemara, v'afliga b'chad zimna. We already had that machlokes in our previous year, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, the Tanan, Mesachim ben Asarim de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about using boards for Yischach. Rebbeya is concerned. So why does it need to be repeated? Answers the Gemara, Amr Rav Chibar Abba, Amr Rav Yochanan, Reish Shabin Asar Meshupim Meskinim. So Gemara has a new interpretation to our previous Mishnah. And he says, we're talking about boards that aren't 4 tefachim wide, so there is no concern of Gzeiros Tikra, but there's a new concern. The concern is that you're using Kalim that could be, you're using a Kali that could be Makabel Tumah. And the question is, Gzeiros Meshupim Skinim. So of course the question is, the Nesarim Meshupim are pieces of wood that are tapered. So they look like a keli. But we've learned many times that the only kliyats, the only wooden kalim that are makabel tuma, are wooden kalim that have a base kibble, that have a receptacle. If it's a straight arrow, it doesn't have a receptacle. So why would it be makabel tuma? So I saw the Rishonim explain that it has, that we're talking about a straight arrow that has something on the top. And therefore, it looks like it's makabel tuma. And therefore, the previous Mishnah had nothing to do with the halacha of tikra, of using boards, which are typically used to cover your roof. And that's why we're concerned. But rather, the concern is that there's a new consideration, that you're never allowed to use anything that looks like a keli. And therefore, even though this is not really a full-fledged keli, since it looks like a keli, there's a machlokes if it could be used for schach. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that there is such a concern, that something that looks like a keli, and even though it's actually not a keli, that's why it's not allowed to be used for schach, didn't we learn we spoke about the arrows that are made out of two parts. There's the zohar part, which has a little piece sticking out, and there's the nekeva part, which is the pole that has a hole in it, and you stick the part with this extension into the hole. And we learned in a previous year on Daf Yud Beis, the Rav Yehuda Marav taught us that you could use the Zecharim part, Kshera, because it's Pshutei Kaleitz, but the Kavis, which as we just identified, has a receptacle Psula. For Loi Gozer, and we don't find that Rav would say that since you can't use the Nekavis, the Chitzim Nekavis, you can't use the Zecharim. Hachinami, so why are we saying that you can't use Nesarim Meshupim because it looks like Kalim? We don't find that Chazal made such a gzeira. We see that Rav did not make such a gzeira. So the Mefarshim asked, what kind of question is this? So Rav says the kalim that aren't a problem
aren't a problem, and the kelim that are a problem, the poles that are a problem, are a problem. The poles that are not a problem are not a problem. But who says that Rabbi Yehuda Merav, the Rameya, who's a Tana, has to agree with that? So the Ritva explains, if indeed the pshat of the previous Mishnah is now not because of Gzeiris Tikra, but the pshat in the previous Mishnah is because of Gzeiris Kalim, then Rav would have certainly passed him like Rameya. Because we have a rule in Shas, Halacha K'Rameya B'Gzeirosav. We always follow the opinion of Rameya, and therefore Rav would have concurred with what Rameya said. That's how the Ritva explains the Gemara's question. The Mashah says just the opposite. That if the Machloikis in the previous Mishnah was between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya, Rav would not, and when Rav says that a keli, that a pole, the piece of wood that's usable as schach, can be used, there would be no question that nobody would agree with Rameya. Because whenever we have a machloikis between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda, says the Mashad Allah Rabbi Yehuda, the fact that we see that Rav had to go out of the way to paskin this way, it's obvious that this is not the subject of a machloikis of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. The Pnei Yeshua asks the fundamental question. The Gemara just said, Rabbi Yochanan just said, that I have a new interpretation of the previous Mishnah. And my new interpretation of the previous Mishnah is that there's another Gzeira that Chazal were concerned about. And Chazal were concerned about Gzeiris Kalim. So the Gemara asks, but we see Rav didn't hold of that. So Rav is an Amira. Why is Rabbi Yochanan asked the Pnei Yeshua need to be concerned with that? Says the Aruch Haner, the Gemara's question is actually not on Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara's question is on Rav. According to Rav, how did Rav just say that a keli that doesn't pose a problem may be used? How does Rav ask the Gemara, according to its current interpretation, disregard the machlokes in the previous Mishnah? Another question that the Mefarshim ask is, in our previous shiur, we clearly found that Rav and Shmuel, as we recall, disagreed how to interpret the machloikus of Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. And their entire discussion, Rav and Shmuel's entire discussion, evolved around the subject of Gzeiris Tikra. So how could the Gemara now say that the pshat in the previous Mishnah is nothing to do with Gzeiris Tikra? So the Ritva answers that according to the way the Gemara is learning now, the previous Mishnah, the issue was not Gzeiris Tikra. The previous Mishnah, the issue was Gzeiris Kalim. Rav and Shmuel, when they spoke about how to apply the Gzeiris Tikra, were really not speaking about the previous Mishnah. Because the way Rabbi Yochanan is currently learning, the previous Mishnah had nothing to do with Gzeiris Tikra. And the entire discussion, the entire machloikis of Rav and Shmuel is really related to this Mishnah, which the Gemara now is saying is where we learned the halacha of Gzeiris Tikra. Ela kacha, so says the Gemara, but now that we say that it doesn't seem that there's a machloikis by Gzeiris Kalim, we have to have a new interpretation. Ela kacha reisha pligi b'Gzeiris Tikra. The previous Mishnah, the Machlokes of Yehuda Rameya, is based on Gzeiris Tikra. Uba Seifa, and the Mishnah that we learned in today's Shiur, the second Mishnah, is also Pligi B'Gzeiris Tikra, is also discussing Gzeiris Tikra. So we have the question. So why do we have to have the same Machlokes twice? Answers the Gemara, Seifa, the purpose of the Seifa is not to repeat the machlokes. We already learned the machlokes. It's just to elaborate on machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda Kamalei Rameya. Rabbi Yehuda is addressing Rameya. Amayka asked the Nesarim, why are you saying that you can't use board for schach? Shun Gzeiris Tikra. Because of the concern of Gzeiris Tikra. Says Rabbi Yehuda to Rameya, who's the one that has that concern? Hai svar le Beishamai hu deslu. This is only a concern according to Beishamai. Or Beis Hillel le Gazri. So Rabbi Yehuda says to Rameya, are you, like we mentioned a moment ago, are you paskening like Beis Shammai? To which Rameya responds, Om Rameya, this is actually not the subject of a machloikis, this is something that everybody agrees. So says the Gemara, let's understand how we could apply everything we've just learned with what we learned regarding the machlokes of Rav and Shmuel, how to interpret the machlok, the question of Gzeiros Tikra. Ha'nichal Rav, according to Rav Dama, machlokes b'yesh ben arba. The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rameya is by a four tefachim board. And the way we learned it, in Rav's opinion, Rameya is like Gzeiros Tikra, Rabbi Yehuda less like Gzeiros Tikra. Rameya does have this concern, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have this concern. And therefore, we could understand Rabbi Yehuda's statement that Beis Hillel concurs with me. There is no Gzeiros Tikra. Eler Shmuel, Domish Einbeim, Ben Nassar, Ben Einbeim Arba, when the boards aren't four tefachim wide, that's when we have a machloikis between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. Avo Yesh Ben Arba, if they're four tefachim wide, everybody concurs, Sidere Yaakov Psula, that there is a concern of Gzeiros Tikra. Seifus, if that's the case, everybody agrees with Gzeiros Tikra. So what's the machloikis and our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the machloikis between Yehuda, Ramei, and our Mishnah is where you had a roof that was made out of boards. And everybody agrees that there is, in our Mishnah, everybody says Ramei agrees that there is a Gzeiros Tikra. But here, well, what are we doing? He's taking off those boards. The person who's taking off the boards is showing that he knows that you can't use boards for schach. And by showing that he knows that you can't use boards for schach, there's no reason to make a Gzeiros Tikra. When should we make a Gzeiros Tikra? In a place where we're concerned that people are going to think that boards are kosher for schach. But in a place where a person is showing by his action that he knows that they're not good, we have nothing to worry about. That's what Rabbi Yehuda holds, according to Beis Hillel, Bat Lahachi, and there's no concern of Gzeiros Tikra under these circumstances. Umasover, whereas Rameya holds, that even Beis Hillel holds, not only does Beis Hillel certainly agree with the concept of Gzeiros Tikra, but it's so much more than that. He agrees with the concept of Gzeiros Tikra, and he agrees that even though you show that you know that a Tikra, that Nesarim, that wide boards can't be used for the Schach, Loi Batla. But we learned a very interesting concept in our shir, and that is that if you do something to change something, you pick up the boards, you put on kosher schach in between the non-kosher schach, that makes something that might have been not kosher, kosher. And this is relevant to a very common issue that comes up on Pesach. We know that Ashkenazim have a minig, that on Pesach we don't eat kidneys, we don't eat legumes. The Ramah in Siman Tov Nun Gimel, Sif Aleph, quotes that minig. And the reason is two reasons. First of all, there used to be wheat that grew next to the legumes, so we have to be concerned that there's no chametz mixed into your legumes. And also, because from beans you can make flour, and then you can get confused that all flour may be used on Pesach. So that's why we have a minig, the Ashkenazim have a minig not to use legumes on Pesach. So there's a question that the Shalos Tshuvos Bar Yitzchok, Yitzchok Chanan, discusses in Aruch Chaim Siman Yud Aleph. What happens if you make oil out of kidneys? Are you allowed to use oil that made out of kidneys? So the Beis Yitzchok is lenient. He says, in a situation where they change from what they were, there's no concern of kidneys. He says, kidneys is a minig. Under those circumstances, we don't have to be worried about kidneys. So, and he says, what's the raya? Our Mishnah. Just like in our Mishnah, if we make a change, it's no longer what we started off with. And even though we made a gzera on Tikra, once it changed, the gzera falls away. Here too, once it changes, there's no problem. And there are many poskim that actually agreed with that opinion. The Masham and Chelik Aleph Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. I saw the Melamed Lahoyel and Chelik Aleph Siman Pei Ches quotes the Bar Yitzchok. I saw that Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch agreed with it. And therefore, many Paiskim are lenient with oil made out of kidneys. The Avni Nezer was Machmer, and so too was the opinion of the Beis Shloima, that he was Machmer in oil that's made out of kidneys. The Avni Nezer is in Aruch Chaim, Simen Shinayin Gimel. The Beis Shloima is in Yerudei, Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin. And that's why the minig oil, most people will not, who don't use kidneys, will not use oil made of ketnius either. Where there are many people who are lenient, there's a tshuva from the Klos Megareb Zatzal and the Devar Yatsev about this, is on oil, cottonseed oil. Because cottonseed is not really clearly in the category of ketnius. And the Klos Megareb writes in that tshuva that ketnius is a minig. And when we have a minig, we follow what the minig is, but we don't expand on the minig. So if the minig is on ketnius, he says cottonseed is not necessarily ketnius. And even if you want to be machmer and consider cottonseed ketnius, but here we have another hatter. Because as we said, if you have ketnius, there are many gedolei ha-poiskim that say if you change it into oil, it's not a problem. Certainly if you change something which we're not even quite certain should be considered ketnius, we could be lenient. Says the Mishnah, Hamakaris Kosoi Bishvudim, if somebody uses for a sukkah metal spits, or Beruchas Hamita, the legs of a bed, Im Yesh Revach Be'enem Kamoison, if you have enough space between the non kosher sukkah and the kosher sukkah that fills up those gaps, then it's Kshera, and if not, then it's not kosher. And then we have another din, a din that we've learned previously, that we're talking the choyte begodish. If you have a pile of straw and you hollow out the inside of that stack and make a sukkah inside, the halacha is like choyte begodish lasa like sukkah. If somebody hollows this out to make it into kosher sukkah, the halacha is in a sukkah, because again, this is a situation of tasav leimanasi. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is kosher. Even though if you had non-kosher schach, our Mishnah said that you can make it kosher by having this rotation, kosher schach and not kosher schach. But our Mishnah said, therefore, if you have schach that are made out of shvudim, that Rashi explains, as we learned the Mishnah, that they're made out of metal, and anything made out of metal obviously cannot be used for schach. Others say that it's like we spoke a little earlier about, that it's made out of wood, but they have metal on the top. And some say that even a wood keli that's used as a regular utensil, the halacha is that it's considered not capable to be used for schach. So our Mishnah that then said that you could have this rotation to make the sukkah kosher, suggests the Gemara, Lehmetavet to Yufta, Dravhunabarev to Yeshua. Our Mishnah should be a refutation to what Rav Yehuda ben Yeshua taught us. Ditma, in Masechta Erevin we spoke about how to make a mechitza around the area to make that area that we are enclosing into a Rosh Hashayachid. So the halacha is, paritz ka'imid, if you have open area, equal to closed area, rapapa mamutar, rapapa says you could carry in that area. So of course, if between the boards, in other words, you put up sticks, you put up vertical sticks around the area you want to enclose. So certainly if there's less than 3 tefachim between those sticks, then you're going to say loved. And the halacha is going to look at that entire place as it's totally enclosed. Here we're talking about a place where there's more than 3 tefachim between those boards, those sticks. So the halacha is, if the enclosed area is equal to the non-enclosed area, Rapapama, if it's that's enough to give it the name of a mechitza. Rehuna b'rei Yeshua Amar Osir, that if it that's not enough to make it a kosher enclosure, to make it into a Rosh Hashayachid. So if that's the case, the same question would be in our Mishnah. Why would this be kosher schach if we have equal area, kosher and not kosher schach? Amloch, Rav Huna ben Yeshua, and Rav Huna ben Amishna says it's fine, and here Rav Huna ben Yeshua says it's not. Answers the Gemara. Amloch, Rav Huna ben Yeshua, my kamoisin, when we said in our Mishnah that you filled up the spaces with kosher schach, it's not that they're equal, that they're exactly equal. Ben nichnas v'yotze, that you filled it up with enough that you filled it up with more kosher schach than non kosher schach. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the Mishnah is that, according to this, that it's impossible to fill it up exactly. And because it's impossible to fill it up exactly, we must interpret that the Mishnah is referring to a situation where it's not exact, and there's more kosher than non-kosher. And the way Rashi explains the Gemara, so what does that accomplish? What that accomplishes is that the non-kosher is bottled in the kosher. And as the Karban Nisanal explains, we are not to understand that Rashi here follows the usual explanation of bittul, that if you have two items, we look at the majority. But rather to explain this by putting more schach, and by having on this roof more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, that's enough to make it into a kosher sukkah. But ask the Gemara, so why do you have to explain that it's impossible for Efshel Tzamtzim? And the way I saw the Mefarshim explain this Gemara is that throughout Shas, the Gemara often says, Efshel Tzamtzim, it's impossible to make something exact. And here all of a sudden we're learning that we can make it exact. So the way I saw the Mefarshim explain, Efshel Tzamtzim throughout Shas doesn't mean it's impossible to make something exact. It's impossible to be able to determine that it's exact. But if you could see that there's more, but you can actually do it. So why are we saying that the Mishnah means that it's exact, that it's not exact? Maybe it is exact. And according to Rav Huna Bar Yeshua, we would now have a problem. Answers the Gemara, the way Rav Ami explains the Mishnah is b'madif, that he deliberately made more kosher schach than non-kosher schach. And since he made deliberately more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, that's why, especially with the explanation that we just gave from Rashi, the aloch is that it would be a kosher sukkah. Rav Ava, I feel it's time b'she'im adif. We could actually explain that the Mishnah is not, that we don't necessarily have to explain that the Mishnah is talking that he deliberately put on more kosher than non-kosher. Im nesunim shesi, rather the way to understand the Mishnah, that if the non-kosher schach was put in one direction, noisn erev, then we should put the kosher schach in the opposite direction. By putting the kosher schach in the opposite direction, not a kosher schach is going to be on top of the, that kosher schach is going to be on top of the non-kosher schach. By having the kosher schach on top of the non-kosher schach, we're by definition going to have more kosher schach, or vice versa, if the non-kosher schach in the Erev direction, nois and shesi, we should put the kosher schach in the opposite direction, and there for sure you're going to have more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, and even Rav Huna Bar Yeshua would certainly agree under such circumstances, that your sukkah is kosher. We learned in the Mishnah, Aruch HaSamita, that one of the examples that our Mishnah gave for sukkah that we used non-kosher schach for the sukkah is we used the legs of the bed. So from our Mishnah, it seems that the Aruch HaSamita are not kosher for schach. Leim HaMasayle, left Ami Batuvia, Domer Ami Batuvia, Sichla B'Bavoy Kalim. If you started with a keli, that because if it's a keli, it's mekabel tuma, and now it was broken. So now these pieces of wood that you started with are not any more pieces of wood. Still says Rav Ami Bar Tavumi, if you started with pieces, started with something which is a keli, then the halacha is that you can never use that material for a schach. And therefore, even though the Aruch Samita at this point are just pieces of wood, but since they started off as part of the bed, and when they were part of the bed, they were part of a keli, and a keli is makabel tuma, and therefore a keli may not be used for schach, even now that it's broken, still they're disqualified for schach. Says the Gemara, our Mishnah is not necessarily a proof. Because we could say, could Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe, Baruch v'shtei krayim. When our Mishnah speaks about a Aruch HaSamita, it's not talking about just having the legs of the bed separately. But the legs are connected with the crossbar. And the Gemara is saying there are two examples how you could have such a situation. Either you could have two legs with a short crossbar, or you could have two legs with a long crossbar. Baruch, you could have a long crossbar, v'shtei krayim, or tzara, v'shtei krayim. Rav Chanan, as we're going to discuss in Mitzvah Shema tomorrow's shir, gives us the example where he said this halacha. Hachinami, when our Mishnah says that they used Aruch HaSamita to cover the sukkah, it's talking about a case where they used Arucha shtei krayim, Ktsarva shtei krayim. So at that point, that they're not just bavloi kalim, they're not just the remnants of a keli, they're full-fledged kalim. And since they're full-fledged keli, even if we're going to say, says the Magen Avraham, that it's only a keli midrabanan, it doesn't make a difference. Once it's considered a keli, it's a keli. And if it's considered a keli, that's why it's you can't use it for a sukkah. But our Mishnah, our Gemara did just teach us the opinion of Amibat Tavunim. And that is, if something started off as being Makabal Tumah, even if they got broken, and now at that point that we're up to, it's not usable as a keli, the halacha is that this still cannot be used as a fuschach. And because of this, and this halacha is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Eirachayim Simen Tov Reish Choftes Sif Beis. And if that's the case, what's going to be the halacha? Sometimes you get a delivery of a box and it's made out of wood, and you take out the wood, you have good wood boards, and the question is, can you use those boards for schach? So the Micha Shleimer of Shleimer Zalman Orbach in the Tshuvas Chelik Aleph Simon Nun Beis discusses this question, and he says that if you do something to make it into schach, in other words, you don't leave it the way it was, then it's not what the Gemara is speaking about. He says that the only case of our Gemara is where you took away the leg of the bed from what was previously a bed. So since it was not changed from what it was previously, that's why the Gemara's concern that people are going to think that you could use kalim for schach remains. But in a situation where you did something to change that board, you shaped it, or you broke it, or you did something else, then the halacha is that it can be used for schach. Rav Ozna Zatzal, the Shalos Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Chel Gimel Simet Tzadik Hei, disagrees. He says, our Gemara, and especially the way the Shulchan Aruch says, and the way the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Ches on that Sif in the Shulchan Aruch says, that the explanation of our Mishnah is, our Gemara is, that anything that was used as a board, and anything that was Makabel Tumah, remains that way, even if it should, and remains possible for Schach. And changing it, or doing something to it, doesn't make a difference. The Stipler says, and he says the Chazon Ish agreed with him, if it was not something that which was really Makabel Tumah, because it was wood that didn't have a base kibble, that didn't have a receptacle, so as we've been discussing, Midaraisa, wood that doesn't have a receptacle, is not Makabel Tumah. And that type of a wood, if it's no longer part of the keli, can now be used as schach.